The city of Anchorage is postponing additional H1N1 flu vaccination clinics due to limited vaccine supplies. As Ellen Lockyer reports, vaccine is being allocated to schools and private health care providers, but some public clinics are being canceled.
Anchorage's Municipal Health and Human Services Department is canceling five H1N1 vaccination clinics starting today through December 5th. Diane Engel, director of the Muni's Health Department, says there's only so much flu vaccine to go around right now.
We still don't have as much vaccine as we need to meet the demand, both for our school-based pods or points of dispensing or clinics, however you want to think about that, and the current demand that we're receiving from other private and public providers. So while we think public pods are an important part of our effort to get out to the community, we think that there is still considerable demand for people who want to go to their own doctor's offices, wherever they regularly receive their care, and we've decided to focus on giving those providers vaccine as it becomes available.
The city will continue to provide H1N1 vaccine to the Anchorage School District, local hospitals, and private health care facilities. A public vaccination clinic held this past weekend was limited to identified priority groups, but turnout was light. Engel says HHS will concentrate the available vaccine where it is most needed.
We are still dealing with priority groups, and that would not include the elderly. In most circumstances, the priority groups don't extend beyond 64 years of age, unless you're a healthcare worker, you are a household contact of a child under 6 months. But in general, the older people are not as impacted by this disease.
The city will divert incoming vaccine to the school district. Engel says a vaccination campaign begins in Anchorage middle and high schools after Thanksgiving, and that will take a lot of flu vaccine.
Well, our intention all along was to try to take vaccine to all of the Anchorage schools in a partnership between the municipality and the school district. So initially they did a first round of elementary schools, because that way when you vaccinate kids 9 and under, you can get them on a second round. So they're going to all the elementary schools twice, and then because there wasn't enough vaccine when we initially started to be able to have enough for junior or middle and high schools, we delayed that effort, but we believe we'll be able to meet their needs starting next week.
She says public clinics require having a big supply of vaccine on hand at all times, and right now only a limited supply is coming into the state. Engel says public clinics will resume at a later date.
About the third week of December, the schools will be finished, so that should free up the vaccine that we've been using for that to go other places, including public pods. We will be potentially looking at a more robust media campaign, and we will be looking at to the state to likely lift the restrictions on priority groups in the near future. And once that becomes available, you'll have also a different sector of the population who's interested in getting vaccinated.
The city works with the state on the H1N1 vaccination program. The state allocates about 42% of the vaccine that comes to Anchorage, and the city health department makes decisions on distributing the rest. Engel says the leadership team at the city health department is in daily contact with state officials on the H1N1 vaccine effort. Despite the program, Engel says there are a significant number of H1N1 flu cases in Anchorage. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.